Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let us sing hymn number 451. Lift up our hearts, O God, and enlarge our minds, that we may enter into a deeper understanding of what thou hast done for us, and of what thou art seeking to do through us in this generation. In thy presence, we remember those who suffer day and night with illness, including those whom we mention in the silence of our hearts. We confess with humility and shame that we have not learned the things that make for peace on earth. Forgive us, O God, and help us to use the intelligence thou hast entrusted to us and the energy which is renewed daily to understand what our Lord taught us about the things that make for peace on earth. On cold days, help us to remember those who have huts for shelter and hunger for companionship in this community and in communities in all the major divisions of our family upon earth. Help us to remember that we belong the whole human family, each of whom is dear to thee through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
I have been requested by the chapel committee to announce that the seminary chapel service will be held at 8 o'clock on Tuesday, December 14. This will enable the students and staff members to bring their families to the Christmas concert and to worship together. What I shall say in these moments might be called a preface to priorities. In a judicious assessment of long-range plans for the education of ministers, attention is focused now upon two questions. What are the priorities in theological education? And what financial resources are available to fund these priorities? These questions were central in the workshop which I attended last week, at which the seminaries of the Southern Baptist Convention were represented. These questions are central in the agenda of the Executive Committee of the American Association of Theological Schools, which I hope to attend on Monday and Tuesday of next week. It is my earnest hope that the faculty, administrative staff, students, alumni of this school will enter deeply and perceptively and earnestly into the discussion of what are the priorities in theological education and what are the financial resources available to fund these priorities. It is my intention and hope to find ways to share with the entire community whatever I learn in relation to these two questions. During the first 6 months of 1970, a time of great uncertainty regarding economic changes and their impact upon the churches, the Executive Committee and the messengers to the Southern Baptist Convention adopted a cooperative program budget for 1971 in the amount of $29,146,883. Of this amount, $5,988,500 were designated for the support of the six theological seminaries of the convention. It was understood that this budget would require an advance of about 4% in 1971 over 1970. By September of last year, the evidence indicated that it would be exceedingly difficult to raise the approved budget and to meet on schedule the commitments for 1971. At that time, we were told by the people who had most experience in prediction of this particular income that we might expect the application on January 1 of 1971 of a footnote passed by the Southern Baptist Convention, which would involve a loss to this school in, for example, in the amount of approximately $117,000 for this calendar year. I shall long remember the spirit of distress, of resolution, and of prayer which came into the meeting that point. On the basis of receipts during the first 10 months of this year, it appears now that we will complete 1971 with an increase in the Southern Baptist Convention of almost 6% over 1970, and that the operating budget will be fulfilled on schedule. We earnestly hope and pray that through the Christian stewardship of faithful people in the churches, this objective will be achieved by the end of this month. This represents a profound sense of stewardship in the lives of many thoughtful, faithful people in our churches. And in the face of this kind of prayer and generosity, we are to examine our task. And I am defining for the moment our task as Christian ministry with understanding that Christian ministry is undergoing redefinition. I have gone back to 1930 and have read most of what has been written about the Christian ministry in the United States, especially the Protestant ministry in the United States since that time. And I believe that an analysis of this body of writing reflecting thought and concern about the ministry will reveal six aspects of a complex task. Let me mention these six aspects in our worship at this moment. The Christian ministry includes at least six identifiable eras. To increase men's knowledge of God by careful interpretation of biblical, historical, and theological insights. This is fundamental and exceptionally difficult. To persuade persons to commit themselves without reservation to our Lord and his redemptive purpose on earth. To teach committed persons the Christian way of life in the context of contemporary society. To be sensitive and responsive to the presence and guidance of the Holy Spirit in worship and in service. To provide wise and resourceful counsel to persons living under the pressures of a stressful environment in a time of rapid social change. And to participate intelligently, responsibly, and creatively in the decision-making process in church and community. This is the task for which we are trying to secure knowledge and skill in this school. We participate in these tasks with a sense of urgency, remembering the words of our Lord, "We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night comes when no one can work." We participate in these tasks with an awareness of dependence upon God, keeping in mind the profound affirmation, "Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. We participate in this task with a mood of confidence and hope rooted in the biblical assurance that the God of heaven will prosper us, and we, his servants, will arise and build. On this campus, we do not need to build very many new buildings, but we have an obligation under God to keep the buildings we have in proper repair and clean, and to use them for the high and holy purpose for which they were constructed and for which they were paid by people, many of whom, most of whom, earned their money by the sweat of their brows. Let us pray. May the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. And establish thou the work of our hands, yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it through Jesus.